Howdy, folks. We got a new rule at our house. You're welcome to use our lawnmower any time, just so you don't take it out of the yard. I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, and this is just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Just entertainment time, yes, sir? This date back in 1934 was quite a day in a farmhouse near Callander, Ontario. Quite a day for Mrs. Dion. Miss Dion had a baby, and she had another baby and another one. Five little baby girls. The first quintuplets ever to survive infancy. What a to-do there was around there when the news got around and all, you remember? Just an elderly country doctor with a neighbor lady to help, and in no time at all, well, those little bundles of life were sleeping their first baby sleep wherever a place could be found to put them. No fancy hospital, no big baby doctors or nurses and all, just the old country doctor. I tell you, if you're ever hunting for heroes, the best place to look is among the country doctors. Seems like country folks have their babies or break legs or get the colic always in the middle of the night, you know. And they always seem to live way off on a side road somewhere. And it's always raining and freezing, but old Doc never complains. Just goes out and fixes folks up. Makes no difference if they're rich or poor. And usually they're poor. Dr. Defoe up there in Canada was one of those kind. And the most famous physician in the world couldn't have done a better job. Now, Marion, what are you singing for us today?
There'll be some changes made, Pat.
I might have known. Okay, go ahead.
For there's a change in the weather, there's a change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, then I'll change the way I strut my stuff. 'Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
Thank you, Marion. You know, speaking of changes, the automobile has brought big changes in the ways of doing business these days. Today, millions of salesmen and other men and women in business, they spend much of their time in their cars, going from one place to another. Yeah, there are thousands of you traveling business folks listening right now to us. And it's a good bet that many of you are chewing away the monotony of the open road with delicious double mint gum. Yes, sir, double mint's a real friend when you're driving. It's delicious. Keeps you alert and refreshed. Enjoy double mint gum whenever you drive, will you? And chew contentment into your journey there. You know, one of the most melodic compositions by Richard Wagner is the aria Evening Star from Tannhauser. Maybe you won't recognize it, but that's what the Buttram Symphony is going to play right now, all right? Bet if Richard Wagner could have heard that, he'd have liked it. He'd have said, "Ist das ja mein Abendstar?" Well, a little serious music never hurt anybody, I always say. No, I never said that before in my life. I do say that Saturday is Decoration Day, though, and holidays always mean good eating. My own personal rule for holiday meals is to chew delicious double mint gum before and after. Before, because, you know, when you get that hungry feeling, well, chewing light, wholesome double mint helps keep you satisfied without spoiling your appetite. And after, because, well, chewing healthful double mint after a big feed, that's fine for digestion. So get plenty of double mint chewing gum for Decoration Day enjoyment. Now it's Buttram bonus time. And once more, as on each Thursday, it's a bonus poem. Today, by Dale Harrison, a poem called Exercise. They tell us we should exercise to keep in good condition. Keep the body hale and strong's a wonderful ambition. You shouldn't overdo it, though. This world of hustle bustle is more in need of brains, I say, than just a mess of muscle. Executives who really should be working more and more, they choose to give their orders on a golf course, shouting, "Four." It's exercise, they tell you, hitting golf balls in the air. Ridiculous. For exercise, I've got my rocking chair. Exercise is something where the women folk indulge, bending, twisting, grunting in their battle of the bulge. I've a little bulge myself that stretches my suspenders. But does a smart man exercise? Of course not. He surrenders. I get enough of exercise. Arise at dawn's first peep. Pull the shade down tighter, then back to bed and sleep. Comes noon, I raise my window and inhale the good fresh air. Gives me strength enough to reach my good old rocking chair. I eat a hearty breakfast and I read the morning press. Just turning pages one by one, that's exercise, I guess. When weather's nice, I step outside and do a bit of roaming. See his muscles, people say. It's really my abdomen. When they award blue ribbons for the champs of exercise, I'm pretty sure they won't name me to carry off first prize. But muscle isn't everything. I've got my teeth and hair, and I attribute my success to you, dear rocking chair. There it is, the story of my life. Exercise. Our buttram bonus for today. Say, here's a song I always liked, and the gang here does a real good job on it, too. Down by the old mill stream.
My darling, I am dreaming of the days gone by, when you and I were sweethearts beneath the summer sky. Your hair has turned to silver, the gold has faded too, but still I will remember where I first met you.
Down by the old mill stream, where I first met you, with your eyes of blue, dressed in gingham too, it was there. My village queen, by the old mill stream.
Down by the old mill stream, mighty soothing. You know, chewing double mint gum is real soothing and satisfying, too. Remember to stock up on it, will you? Get a generous supply for the holiday weekend coming up. It's a wholesome, delicious treat for family and friends. Satisfying, long-lasting, double mint chewing gum. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you'll join us. Until then, I'm Pat Buttram, and I reckon those folks at nudist camps have one advantage. After taking a swim, they don't have to sit around in a wet bathing suit, you know. Goodbye now.
For news and colorful sidelights, hear Lowell Thomas, evenings on the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned now for the news on KNX Radio.